That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Doc Withers doing some work back in his office in the feed room of the Jotham Down store. He's interrupted by a knock on the back door.
Listen. Come in, come in. Come right in. What can I do for you, sir?
Willie the Boodler sent me.
Who?
Willie the Boodler.
Oh, yes, I've heard Abner speak of him. Is he out on bail now?
Well, no, I was just on to his cell, had a little chat with him.
That's nice.
Allow me to introduce myself, my good man. I am King Florida, Knight of the Road, traveled every railroad line in the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
I'm Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers, former of Mount 80.
Well, he gave me to understand you gentlemen run a restaurant. And he thought that maybe I could...
get a handout?
Well, I could do with some sustenance. But understand, I'm willing to turn my hand to dishwashing or the likes. King Florida always pays his way.
Well, now, you don't need to do that. Here's a quarter, my good man.
Well, I don't generally accept money, but... which way is the dining room?
Well, the proprietors of the restaurant aren't in right now. I suggest you come back in a little while.
King Florida will always remember you for your kindness.
Now, when you come back, use the front door. The restaurant's up in front.
Thank you kindly.
Nice fella.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Doc, where are you? Hey, Doc.
Back here in my office. Who is it? You ever?
Yeah. I thought you was going to stay up in front and watch the store for us till we got back.
Well, I had some work to do back here. Nobody came in, though.
Hey, Abner, come here a minute. We ain't got time to monkey around.
Yeah, all right, Lon. Well, much obliged for sticking around, Doc.
Yeah, hurry up, Abner. Duncan Hines is liable to come in here any minute. We got to be all set for him.
Yeah, well, we all are all set for him, ain't we? Coated all them vittles over here. Elizabeth cooked up for you.
Yeah, but we got to get them arranged.
Right.
Now, don't you tell Mr. Hines that your woman cooked all that stuff.
Oh, I won't.
Hey, this stuff looks good.
Yeah.
You don't come in pretty soon, I'm liable to eat it myself.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Just look at that chicken and that meat pie. That don't make Mr. Hines' eyes light up and his stomach say howdy. I don't know what will.
Oh, Lord, yes. That's bound to get you a recommend in his book.
Abner, get your hands out of them sweet potatoes.
I was just sampling.
Well, cut it out. That's for Mr. Hines.
Oh, that's hot.
Don't let me catch you serving none of them to no other customers either.
I won't.
I hope nobody else comes in, because I ain't had time to fix nothing else. Hey, let's see now. Set the mashed potatoes there.
Yeah.
The black-eyed peas here. Put the biscuits and the spoon bread in the oven.
Mom, are you sure that we'll know Mr. Hines when he does come in?
Oh, we're bound to. Squire found out he's going to be here Monday, so he'll be the only stranger that comes in today. Outside of that bus crowd. And I know that he won't be with them.
No.
Of course, now, he might be wearing a disguise.
Disguise?
See, he never lets on who he is till after he's done it. And he always pays for his meals just like any other customer. He insists on paying.
Oh, well, I'm glad of that. Reckon how he'll disguise himself.
Oh, no telling. Cowboy outfit. Indian suit.
Oh, he's a gore.
But however he's dressed, don't let him know that we know who he is.
Oh, no, I wouldn't think of it. Hey, Tom, look. There's a stranger coming up.
Yes, that must be.
Yeah.
Nervous as a rabbit.
Now, yes, be calm.
Just look at that outlandish get-up he's got on. He can't fool us, though.
He in a cage.
We know who he is.
Find out. Here he comes.
Is this establishment open for business?
Yeah, sure. Set right down, sir. Now, take the end stool there. It don't wobble as much as the other.
Well, thank you kindly. I wish to order some food, and I think I... Well, don't look at me that way. I've got money to pay for it. Cash.
Oh, we know that, sure. We know how you feel about that, too.
We'll let you pay.
Do you want to see the money?
No, that ain't necessary. Now, I'd suggest our regular specialty dinner. Chicken, meat pie, candied sweet tea.
I'll have a cup of coffee in the sink oven. A donut.
Oh, you want more than that. You've just got to try our famous Meadowlark meat pie.
How much is it?
Oh, don't worry about that. Everything here is reasonable. Good, but cheap.
I'll have a cup of coffee and a donut.
Go on in a submarine.
Abner, I hate you.
Huh?
Here, I'd like to have you just try this meat pie, mister.
Well, Why not?
Abner, get him out some of them biscuits and strawberry preserve.
Yeah.
I'll get the mashed potatoes.
Now, just a moment, my good
don't
man.
Don't get excited. This is just our regular everyday lunch. Give him the pork chops, Abner, and I'll get the chicken and the sweet potatoes and the black eyed.
Look at that man.
Gee, he ain't done so well, Abner.
I've never seen nothing like that before in my whole life. He ate that meat pie like a vacuum cleaner.
Well, that shows right there how much he likes it.
Yeah. Oh, you're as good as in that book as he is right now.
He might even put my picture in it. Maybe even in the kitchen.
Yeah. Hey, Lum. He's about Eddie's way down to the bottom of that stack of pork chops. He'd better load his plate up again.
Now, there ain't no more pork chops.
Huh?
I think there's a little bit of the chicken left, though. We can give him that.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, blame it. There comes another customer. I was hoping nobody else can come in right now.
Well, what in the world are you going to serve him?
I don't know. Maybe we can get shut up.
Yeah.
Give Mr. Hines the rest of that chicken.
Yeah, sure.
Now, how do you do, sir?
How do you do?
Coming right up with some more victuals for you right away, mister.
May I see a menu, please?
Well, we don't have no regular rode-out menu, and we're pretty low on what we have got.
Here's some more chicken for you.
Thank you kindly.
Well, I'll try some of that chicken you're serving him. That looks good.
Oh, you don't want none of that. It ain't very good.
It isn't?
No. Fact is, nothing here is very good. If I was you, I'd go down to Luke Spears's.
No, I'd like to eat here.
Yeah, all right, but you're taking a chance.
Have you any more of those black-eyed peas, Jackson?
Oh, yes, sir. Come on right up, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll try some of the black-eyed peas. No good?
Terrible.
Well, fix me something, anything you think is good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll do it, I guess. Abner, come here a minute.
Yeah, just a minute, Mom. Now, there's your peas right there. I'll get you some more stuff for you, son.
Hey, thank you kindly.
Hurry up, Abner.
Yeah, I'm coming. Hey, what is it?
Got any idea what I can cook for this barman?
Oh, couldn't get shut of you.
No.
Can't you fix him up a sandwich or something?
Yeah, I think maybe we'll get some of that hamburger left. I'll throw something together.
Yeah, I'll do that. That'll get shut up.
Jackson, how about some of that magnificent apple pie?
Yes, sir. Coming right up, sir.
That's all you want to eat?
I couldn't wedge another mouthful in with a shoehorn.
There's another sliver of that pie there.
No.
I want you to be satisfied. That's what the Meadowlark aims at, satisfied customers.
Filled up the gills.
Hey, do you mind if I ask you something?
Yeah, but I'm busy right now with this gentleman here, mister. Now then, are you sure this is all you want?
The banquet's concluded. You'd better give me the bad news now. I always pay my way, somehow.
Yeah. How much, Lon?
Oh, 20 cents.
20 cents?
Well, make it 15. We like to keep our prices within reason.
Well, I don't get it, but here's 2 bits.
No, I said it was just 15 cents.
Keep the change and buy yourself a yacht.
Well, just a minute. How did you like the food?
My good man, at those prices, who could kick?
Dogies, wait a minute. He rushed out of here without even mentioning that Rico man for his book.
I know it. And you can't buy no yacht with 10 cents.
Huh?
I thought sure he... Wait. Look, maybe that's the way he gives a place to recommend. Did you see him? He's taking a piece of chalk out of his pocket and marked an X on the porch.
Well, I'll be that blank. So that's how...
Say, I hate to keep interrupting, but I'd still like to ask you something. What in the world did you put in this sandwich?
Put in it? Well, just some different junk.
Well, it's certainly different, I must say. It's not like a regular hamburger.
No, you're right, it ain't.
But what is it? What do you call it? What kind of a burger would you say it was?
Oh, it's,
Lum.
Lumburger?
Yeah, that's it, I guess.
Lum. That was our ring, I think.
Well, answer that, now. I'm busy right now.
You say this is a lumburger.
Hello, Johnny Allendorn, man of our
family. My name is Eddie, I reckon.
Oh, hello, Willie. Your friend? No, we ain't saw him. What'd he look like?
Well, what gives it that odd flavor?
Just a minute.
Was he wearing one white shoe and one brown? King Florida.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Lom, that weren't Duncan Hines we just fed in here. It was a friend of Willie the Boodler.
He was?
Yeah.
Granny, we fed him all that... Oh, wait a minute. If he weren't Mr. Hines, then you...
Yes, that's right. I'm Duncan Hines.
Oh, me.
Hello, Willie. Hold the phone a second. Duncan Hines and me's got to throw a bucket of water on Lom. He just fainted.
Well, Lum, anyway, you got a recommendation from Kling, Florida.